taking a leap here because I just finished student teaching, and I effectively shut down a lap dance in a 10th grade classroom with my biting wit. So I feel like this is fine. Has anybody been watching Amy Schumer? Okay. There's a great sketch where she has kind of a shock therapy experience with her mother using a computer. Has anyone seen that one? Okay, where she's working through her biggest like block, which is helping her mother with her computer. And I very much relate to that because my mother is 75 and very computer illiterate. There we have had a lot of discussion about me not wanting to make online orders for her anymore and booking plane tickets because you need to have an email address in order to do that in this world. And she very much does not have an email address and still writes hand letters and has a landline phone, no cell phone, nothing like that. So it was a big deal when the neighbor across the street helped her set up an email address. And I'm forever grateful to her because I would have lost it. And so my mom calls me up one day and says, "Rachel, I did it. Set up an email." Couldn't believe it. What's the address, Mom? Her name's Helen Kotkin. So I would think it would be like HelenKotkin@gmail.com or something like that, you know. But I would give her that pleasure of telling me what it is. And she's like, nope, that was taken already. So we went with Helen Herman 3. Now she sounds like some kind of con artist across the world that is fishing to other people's accounts by the name of Helen Herman 3. And I said, okay, well, I'm glad you got it. Like, be supportive. Whatever you can get is great. And I said, well, I'd like to know the password in case you get blocked out or can't do stuff. So what's the password? And I think this wraps up all of our experiences very well because she said, the password is wondering. So that's my story. That's all I got. Thank you.